G'day, Seb Costello with you. Post-mortem reports show that a baby girl found dead on a Gold Coast beach on Monday died in New South Wales. It says the baby drowned and could have been placed in waters at the Queensland border before washing up 30 kilometres north. The mother and father are still in custody, while the brother of the baby has been taken into care. At least 43 people have died and more than 80 injured after a suicide bomber blew himself up in Kabul. The attack was on a wedding hall in the Afghan capital where top clerics were holding a meeting, and it's been described as one of the deadliest attacks in Afghanistan this year. And locally, a fuller picture is emerging of the terror attack that police allege was being planned for Melbourne. Investigators have begun to work their way through 17,000 intercepted phone calls, 10,500 texts, and 7,800 hours of recorded conversations. Three Australian-born men of Turkish descent faced court yesterday, charged with attempting to source semi-automatic rifles to try and kill as many people as possible in a crowded place. They were not asked to enter a plea and have been remanded in custody. To sport now, and Tim Cahill has capped off his Socceroos career with a win, the Socceroos beating Lebanon in their friendly 3-0. Martin Boyle set the tone, putting one in the back of the net in the first 20 minutes. Our Timmy didn't score. Checking today's weather, showers for Sydney, Melbourne and Adelaide, possible storm in Brisbane. We'll have more news up soon and online across the day at triplem.com.au.